Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew, I am, of course, William Ramo. What's up, Macaulay?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, I'm doing okay. Despite my sports team's performances today, I'm doing okay.
Okay.
We're gonna kick off with a little football. Talk a little good news about the refs. And Sir Castaball is officially over. And for folks who don't watch this week's South Park episode, I'll explain it a little bit without any spoiler alerts. And, of course, we'll go to real football, talk about the Jets' performance against the 49ers, shift gears, talk about the Giants, talk baseball, talk, the Mets and their performance on Chipper Jones' last series and game, against the Mets. And, of course, we'll talk about Yankees in Toronto. And, as usual, we'll talk a little NBA news and then followed by, sports entertainment, a little WWE news. You know how it is. So, folks, we can't do the show without you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling, and of course, the number is 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. Call in, talk sports, entertainment, everything else. You know the deal. It's your show. I'm just a figurehead. So without further ado, let's talk about the refs finally returning.
Yep. The real refs are back now.
Yep. It kind of shows you what a slow week it is that we're leading off the show with the refs.
Yep.
But, you know, it's a good thing the refs are back. The integrity of the game is back, and hopefully we won't have any games like that Seattle Seahawks game.
I hope not.
Monday night game, man. I mean, my heart goes out to a Packer fan, you know, for that game, man. You losing a game like that, I mean, come on, man. A game you were supposed to win, come on.
Messed up, man.
And you know what's a messed up thing about it? The refs and the NFL the next day, instead of growing a sin and say, oh, you know what, my bad, my mistake, you know, we did a mistake. We apologize to the fans for, you know, ruining that call. Nope, they got to be defiant. Oh, mm-hmm. I made the right call. I didn't do anything wrong. Come on, man. Own up. Everybody makes mistakes. You know, we get that. But come on. The worst thing about making a mistake is denying it.
Right.
You gotta own up to your mistake.
And the NFL, they were backing them. They were backing the refs. They didn't want to admit that, you know, it was a mistake.
I know. I mean, come on. I mean, we all make mistakes. I mean, trust me, you know, it's a tough, you know, officiating is tough. You know, you have a bunch of thousands of fans, cheering and booing no matter what decision you make.
Right.
But come on, man. I mean, you got to get it right. I mean, of course, obviously, you're going to make mistakes here and there. But come on, you got to get it right, especially when the game is on the line.
I know. These games are important, man. It's, you know, this football is a short season. You know, it doesn't last for 82 games or 162 games like baseball and basketball, you know. Every game counts in football.
You're right. You play 16 weeks, you get the bye week. I mean,
yeah.
It's important.
Exactly.
And thank goodness the integrity of the game is back.
Yep.
And, you know, we won't have to worry about horrible calls like that anymore.
I hope not.
I hope
not.
Yeah, I really hope not.
You know, teams can't keep getting screwed by these officials.
Exactly. I mean, it was like worse than WWE bad. Even WWE had to make a little storyline about that. Mocking them, you know, mocking the NFL replacement reps.
Yep.
And of course, like we alluded to, this past South Park episode, they had a sarcastic ball.
See South Park.
Oh, you didn't see South Park?
No, I didn't. I slept. I didn't get to see it. I'm gonna have to watch it tonight if they get it tonight.
I thought you saw it.
No, I didn't. I was gonna see it on Thursday, but I slept. I didn't get to see it.
Well, not to spoil anything too much, but Randy was pretty much, you know, criticizing, you know, how football is getting soft.
Right.
And of course, you know, there was a reference to the replacement ref, but I won't spoil that for you. Or the listeners out there.
I'm going to watch it tonight. They're giving it at 11, I see here. So.
So pretty much, you know, sarcastic ball is pretty much, you know, NFL, you know, we're seeing the game, you know, so people
right.
won't get hurt. And that's pretty much what the whole episode's about. So.
Yeah, I did hear about it, but I haven't seen it yet.
So that's pretty much it. But let's go on to the real football game. And unfortunately, even the replacement refs couldn't make the Jets win this game. I mean, Jets just got their butt whooped at home, 34-0, you know, to the San Francisco 49ers, a team you're very familiar with, especially from last year's playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, man. They ran the Wildcat better than the Jets have all year. My gosh, they didn't even have to call that wild card offense. They could have called that the Thundercat offense. Cause they were just, man, I wish the Jets would have had the sort of omens to tell them that they would have got their butt whooped like that.
Oh, man, it was It's bad. And, you know, the Jets were susceptible to the run.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we saw it in the first half of the Miami game and the week before that. But today, Niners, they pounded them on the ground. And the Niners, I think, had like 209 or 211 yards rushing.
Yeah, they just really dominated, man.
Yeah.
And Gore was like, it was like the you know, the Rhinos, you know, remember that former WWE, ECW, when he does the spear, they call it the Gore.
Yeah.
And they just ran all over us, man. They just speared us, gored us. And, man, they topped it off, you know, of course, Darrell Revis is out, officially out with, I think, throwing his ACL, so he's gone for the rest of the year.
Right.
And another, top that off, their top receiver, Santonio Holmes, injured himself, and this might be a season-ending injury too.
Yeah, if he's out, that's going to be a tough loss. I mean, because Jets don't really have any other big-name wide receiver on the team right now. And
yeah, exactly.
They struggled on offense. I mean, you waited for something to happen, but nothing ever happened. Sanchez just couldn't connect with these wide receivers today.
Oh, yeah. And the prophecy has come true today, man. The fans were chanting. It wasn't Mark Sanchez. It wasn't Super Bowl. It was Tebow. Just like everybody expected to happen if they went to a bad start. Sure, I mean, they're 2-2, and, you know, they have two, AFC wins from the horrible Bills and the Dolphins. But they better call SOS. They better call Kofi Kingston for SOS, man, because the season's sinking, man. And they're gonna play after Houston. They're gonna play the Patriots. So you know this isn't gonna be fun.
Yeah,
next couple of series.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I mean, the New York fans are impatient. You know, we know that.
Oh, yeah.
So if the team's not doing good, and, you know, a quarterback's not doing good, they want to see him. They want to see the backup in the game. And, you know, right now they want to see Tebow.
Yep.
You know, Tebow, he only threw one pass today.
Yeah.
But the ball ended up being intercepted because I guess it reflected off of the player, and the Niners caught the ball. But they haven't been using him much in the Wildcat style option.
They haven't. I mean, they made a big deal about getting Tebow, even though everybody knew, you know, this was going to happen, you know, if Sanchez went off to a bad start, you know, they're going to be calling for Tebow. Tebow is, like, the most popular backup quarterback in the game.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, Tebow, you know, doesn't have a great throwing arm, but, you know, he got the, you know, the mobility and, you know, that tenacity to try to win ball games like he did with Denver. Even though I'm more of a Sanchez guy, but Sanchez, man, he hasn't been playing well. I mean, of course, he only had the only good game he had was, of course, against the Bills in, you know, the first game of the season. But, of course, we know, I guess we can now attribute that to the Bills.
Yeah.
I guess it's safe to say, you know, the way how the Jets have been playing.
And, you know, not, you know, like when they were, even though they were losing, they were down like 34-0 in the fourth quarter. They could have let, you know, they could let Tebow get a few snaps in there. But
they
they didn't even put him in the game in the fourth quarter.
It just boggles the mind, man. They showed them the Wildcat offense. They showed them the ground and pound and just couldn't do jack, man.
Yeah, something has to give.
This team is already in disarray already.
And like you said, they play Houston, who's 4-0 right now. So that's gonna be tough. That's gonna be a tough test right there.
Oh yeah, man, unbelievable.
And we'll see what happens with that quarterback situation. You know, if Sanchez continues to struggle, then they're gonna have to put Tebow in there.
I don't think they're gonna pull the plug on Sanchez yet. I think if he has a horrible game like this, I think they're gonna give him at least until the Patriots season. I mean the Patriots game. And if halfway through the game he is still, you know, not doing good, I could definitely see them pulling him.
Yeah.
To try to get a spark from this team.
Right, right.
But there's nothing else that could be said, man, about this team, man. They better get their act together and gain some, intestinal fortitude and beat these Texans next week.
Definitely.
Let's move on to your Giants game. I mean, Big Blue, I should say.
Yep, tonight they're playing a big game against the Philadelphia Eagles. The primetime game at 8:20 tonight on NBC. Both teams are 2-1. Giants are coming off an ass whooping on the Carolina Panthers.
Oh yeah.
And Eagles are coming off a tough loss to the Arizona Cardinals.
Oh yeah. Vic's draft security is in jeopardy. I mean, he hasn't had a great year.
Yeah, he's been turning the ball over a lot. Hasn't been moving a lot in the pocket. Been just staying in there and getting sacked and run over.
Like I think he has like 9 sacks and 9 interceptions or something like that.
Yeah, it's crazy. They're not protecting him like they should be. And if he continues getting hit like this, I mean, he's not going to last the season.
Nope. And Andy
Reid, I think, is a good thing.
Yep. I mean, Andy Reid, you know, the Eagles head coach, you know, said they're staying with him for now. You can underline, you could put that in an asterisk, you know, for now, because you know, if he keeps it up, man, he's gonna have no choice but to pull him.
Yeah, definitely.
And so of course, you know, this is a huge game for both teams.
Yep.
And I expect, the Giants to, pull it out.
I hope so. You know, it's going to be a tough physical game. A lot of trash-talking between players, especially between Sean McCoy and O.C. Umenura.
Right.
Have a tough time pronouncing his name. But these teams don't like each other. You know, it's a rivalry. But hopefully Giants can pull out the win, you know, hit Michael Vick 20 or 30 times tonight. So.
Yeah. I think the final score is going to be 28-21 Giants.
I think we'll be around there, too.
It'll be a close game.
Yeah. But my Giants need to win, you know, so.
Yep.
It'll be fun.
Now, shifting gears, Talk a little Mets baseball. Mets played better against the Pirates series. They won 3 out of 4 in their last homestand. Ari Dickey gets his first win of the season. I mean 20th win of the season. What am I talking about? He gets his 20th win of the season.
Yep.
You know, in front of the whole home crowd. He's gonna try to pitch. He's gonna try to win. He's going to try to win his 21st on Tuesday in his last, start of the season.
Yep.
You know, Gio Gonzalez has 21 wins on him. Ari Dickey, he's second by, I think, like a percentage point behind, Kershaw.
Right.
But, Ari Dickey's having a magical year. I'm hoping he'll be the first knuckleballer to win the Cy Young Award.
Yeah, he deserves it. He definitely has had a great season, the best season of his career, 20 wins. Made his first All-Star appearance. He should definitely win.
Yeah.
Hands down. I mean, there's no one else that should finish second. I mean, who else
would
be in the contender behind him?
Yeah, there's Gio Gonzalez, who's had a great year. You know, of course, he won 21. But other than wins, Ari Dickey leads in every category except for wins and ERA, which he just briefly lost the lead in that. ERA, the lowest ERA.
Right.
But Ari Dickey should win. Of course, like Gio Gonzalez has pitched well, Cueto has pitched well for the Reds, and congratulations to the Reds. Homer Bailey hit through the 7th no-hitter in Reds history. Let me see. Who else? Of course, Kimbrel, the closer, of the Braves, who, you know, pretty much is having a magical year. 66 innings or so, and giving up only like 22 hits, ridiculous strikeout numbers, and I think he struck out over 100, and he only walked like, I don't know, 14, 15 batters the whole year. I mean, he's,
right.
he's had a magical year.
Yeah,
and only blown 3 saves. He went 40 for 43, I believe it is. So actually, oh, wait, he did save one on Saturday, so he's like 41 of 44. So he's having a great year also. But, you know, back to Ari Dickey, you know, I think he should win it. And hopefully he could win this next start on Tuesday, and hopefully Gio Gonzalez could actually lose or get a no decision, you know. So like he could at least tie him in wins. The sign telling me Gio Gonzalez is going to find a way to get his 22.
Yeah, I sense it, but, you know, who knows? Who knows what happens? Down to the wire in baseball right now. You got wild cards. You got players trying to get it, trying to get the triple crown. Miguel Cabrera,
right.
he's trying to win the triple crown for the first
like
time.
43 home runs, I think.
Yeah, he's a leading in batting average. He's tied for home runs, leading in RBI. So it's been a while since a player has a triple crown, and he's trying to, you know, win that.
Yep. Good luck to him.
Yeah.
And congratulations to Mejia. He got his first major league win, I think, in the Pirates series. But unfortunately, today he didn't pitch too good, and he got the loss. His record went 1-2. Pretty much Chipper Jones got his first hit of this series,
yeah.
and in his last game, you know, home game of the season against the Mets. Of course, he's going to have the one-game playoff.
Right.
You know, I believe on Thursday. So it's not officially his last game, but, you know, with the Braves. But, you know, this is last series against the Braves, against the Mets in Atlanta. And, you know, Braves did what they've always done. You know, since the 90s, ever since they've moved to in a National League division, and pretty much won 2 out of 3 against the Mets.
Right.
And Mets won on Friday. You know, Saturday and Sunday, they pretty much lost. Not really much to talk about, really. Oh, now that I think about it, Friday night, Mets was going to lose, but Lucas Duda hit his 15th home run of the year in the seventh, one out in the seventh to give Tim Hudson the loss.
Okay.
And Saturday, I think it was, Tommy Hansen who pitched? Can't remember for some reason. Whoever pitched Saturday beat us. Chris Young pitched well, but, you know, Mets couldn't score any runs. Chris Young would fall to 4-8, and Braves would win yesterday 2-0. And then today, you know, pretty much same old, same old. Medlin, he won today, and he set a major league record. The Braves are 22-0 when Medlin pitches this season. So,
yeah, the Braves have good pitching.
Oh, yeah, they do. Yeah, very good, very great pitching.
Yeah.
And then not to mention they got that the guy, you know, Kimbrel in, you know, in at the back of the bullpen, saving games, man. You know, they're an unbeatable team practically.
Yeah, and they could do well in the playoffs if they, well, they've already clinched a playoff berth. They're just now deciding, you know, if they're gonna play in the first round of the ALDS. Yeah.
Right. So. Yeah, that's basically it right there, in a nutshell.
Yeah.
And, you know, shifting gears to the Yankees, you guys won, I think, 9-4 to Toronto.
Yeah, it was a great game. Because we were down throughout the whole game, for the most part, 5-1. And then in the sixth to the eighth inning, we started to rally. Entering the eighth inning, we were down 9-5. And we, well, 9-6, we managed to score 3 runs in that inning to tie the game, 9-9. Renison got his 99th and 100 RBI in the 8th inning, to put us in the 9th inning, I should say, to give us some insurance runs. So we went ahead by, actually, no, I'm getting it wrong. I'm getting, actually, in the 8th inning, it was 8-5, and we tied it. I'm still getting confused here. Wait, let me think here. It was 7-3. 7-3 or 7-4 in the 8th, and then we scored 3 runs to tie it. And then in the 9th, we got 2 insurance runs. Granderson hit a, he got a hit or sacrifice fly, I forget, to give us an insurance run. He got his 100th RBI today, which marks the second year in a row he's had 40 home runs and 100 RBIs with us. But congrats to him. But he's struggled a bit because, you know, he strikes out a little too much sometimes. Yep. That's the only problem I have with him. But I hope if we go to the postseason or make it to the ALDS, you know, I hope he can play a little better and, you know, have better at-bats than he's been having. But good win. You know, we beat the Blue Jays. We end up tying the series at 2-2 this weekend. And we're keeping pace with the Orioles, who won today. And Monday we play the Red Sox, and the Orioles will play the Rays. So these final 3 games, this will determine if we win the division or not. So we'll see what happens.
Yep, you're right about that. It's all for the marbles now, man. You know, 3 more games left.
Down to the wire.
Down to the wire. All the cliche, sports cliches are in effect, man. This is going to be a tough week, but I think Yankees will pull it out. Even though Red Sox, you know, aren't going to give Yankee anything, but Red Sox haven't been doing good at all this year. So,
yeah.
Even though Red Sox are going to try their best, but it's not going to be good enough, most likely.
I hope Yankees will
win 2 out of 3 at least. So.
We best them.
Orioles is going to have a tough time with the Rays, you know.
Rays are not going to give up. Rays are going to give them a tough time.
Oh, yeah. I think Rays is going to win 2 out of 3 and knock the Orioles out of, you know, winning the first place.
Let's hope so.
Let's switch quickly to NBA quickly. There's rumors that Rasheed Wallace took a physical and he's expected to come out of retirement and sign with the Knicks tomorrow.
Yeah.
And, you know, he hasn't played, I think, in, 2 or 3 years. And his last year he was with the Celtics.
Right.
So, I guess it's, you know, I don't know if the contract's going to be guaranteed, but I guess it's, you know, even though he's not, you know, he's a bench guy, you know, if he could get a little, you know, a little bit of what he used to be, you know, shooting threes, you know, being, you know, a great defender, you know, that's another good guy to have on the bench, but I don't know.
Father, let's see how much he has in the tank.
Yeah. So we'll look. Hopefully, if he does sign, you know, he has some stuff in the tank, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, the Nets, you know, they had, you know, Jay-Z, who's a partial owner, had a concert. What was it, Friday or Saturday?
Thursday or Friday, I think. Thursday,
yeah,
it might have been.
Yeah, Friday. But it was either Thursday or Friday. But I'm pretty sure it was Friday. But yeah, so you know, pretty much. Nets are, you know, starting to take over the city, you know. Everybody's, you know, jumping on the Nets bandwagon, and the Knicks are the bad guys down now.
And screw the Nets.
You know, pretty much people are jumping on the bandwagon, and as soon as Nets, you know, get eliminated from the playoffs, you know, those bandwagon fans are going to be putting back on their Knicks jerseys and putting the Yankee hats in. Jumping on the bandwagon as usual. So
we'll see what team they're rooting for when the Nets have a 10-game losing streak.
Yeah, I think they're gonna be saying "Go New York, go New York, go!" like in 1994.
I know, right?
But switching to WWE quickly.
Hey, well, there's a caller on the line. Sorry to interrupt.
Sure, anytime. Hey, caller, what's up?
Caller.
Hello. Hello.
Caller.
Hey, what's up? Would you like to say something quickly? Because the show's going to be cut off.
Hey, you guys, I took my call.
repeat that.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, what's up? What's on your mind?
Hello,
you guys. We're doing okay. How are you doing?
I'm fine. I didn't realize you guys took the call. Sorry about that. So, let's talk wrestling.
All right, but you got to make it quick because the show could be cut off any moment.
Say something about wrestling, William. What did you say?
Let's talk about wrestling.
About wrestling.
All right, let's dive right into it. Because, you know, CM Punk doesn't want to face, you know, John Cena at Hell in the Cell. And, you know, the pay-per-view event's going to be soon. John Cena had a surgery, so he may or may not be able to compete at Hell in the Cell. What's your thoughts on that?
He was supposed to fight CM Punk?
Repeat that?
Is he supposed to fight CM Punk?
Yeah.
That's fake.
CM Punk,
that's fake. I don't
CM
believe
Punk.
It.
No, but, well, it seems like he had a serious injury, but they're thinking maybe he may or may not make it, and it looks like the way how they teased the end of Raw, Ryback might take his place, maybe.
Oh, man, if Ryback wins this title, that's going to be great.
I don't know. I don't think
the Feed Me More guy?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I think it's too early. I don't know. I know he's been, you know, he's been being unbeatable, you know, the next Goldberg, but I don't know.
I'd rather Cena fight CM Punk.
I think that's what's gonna happen. As long as Cena's healthy and recovers from the injury, the shoulder surgery. That's like a mouthful here. what did she say?
No, I just laughed at you.
I didn't hear what you said. But in any case, you know.
I'm tired of seeing John Cena fight CM Punk every time.
CM Punk said that too. I mean, you know, he keeps fighting him all the time.
Come on.
The truth. I mean, seriously.
If they fight one more time, I'm going to kill myself.
This is your last interview then, because you know they're going to fight at Hell in the Cell if Cena's healthy. And they're going to fight at SummerSlam again for like the third year in a row.
Yep.
It's going to happen.
Come on.
I know. That's what happened. They want to force feed Cena. They've been force feeding Cena down people's throat for the past 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing it with Sheamus, which now that's why I'm not even interested in Sheamus' reign anymore. You know,
right.
They're making him out to be Super Cena, and, you know, Alb Ziggler takes the title off him.
I hope so, too.
Sheamus, I mean, you know, he has improved from his other two WWE reigns. What were you saying?
Sheamus?
Yeah, Sheamus. But,
no,
I mean, he hasn't really, I think he needs more seasoning to me. I mean, his mic skills aren't that great, and he tries to be funny, you know. But, I mean, at times he's okay. But, I mean, I think that's just the problem with him. He's okay.
Yeah, you're right. They do make him like to be John Cena, you know. He's unbeatable,
exactly.
Almost.
Exactly. I mean, come on. I mean, that's what the matches are unpredictable. I mean, predictable, not unpredictable. Predictable, I should say.
Right.
You know how he's going to win the match with the broke kick, so forth. I mean, it's, you know, his matches, they're making Alberto Del Rio and all the other guys heels on Raw like a joke. Oh, yeah, he's going to face Big Show. So you could count that as another title defense.
Yeah.
Hell in the Cell.
Of course.
But let me see. What else happened on? Well, team Hell No, it has been announced that's Daniel Bryan and Kane's name of their tag team now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, Team Hell No. You know, the fans voted for it. But I'm trying to think of anything else that happened on Raw or SmackDown. That's all I could think. Oh, yes, Mick Foley returned, right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they had an epic promo, Foley talking about, you know, him and CM Punk's relationship, you know, as it regards to Paul Heyman. It was a great speech, you know. But, you know, it should be interesting. I mean, the whole CM Punk, you know, Paul Heyman storyline has been awesome. So,
yeah.
Looking forward to see how far it goes.
Caller, you have anything else you want to add?
Who,
nope.
Me?
Thanks, you guys.
All right, thanks for calling, folks. And, of course, I want to thank you all for listening to another episode of Sports Urban Legend. I'm Willie Ramo. My co-host is Macaulay Matthew. You got anything to say, Macaulay, quickly?
No, just enjoy the game tonight between the Giants and Eagles, and see you next week.
All right, thank you, everybody. We'll see you next week.